Hello everyone, welcome to our podcast about neurosciences. So today we will discuss a huge question. So it's, can I replicate human brain? So this subject, there is somebody think that AI will never replicate human brain, and there is contrast idea. That's what we will see during this podcast. Thank you for your listening. Currently, artificial neural networks are the most popular and fastest growing branch of artificial intelligence. These networks are made up of many simulated neurons that process and propagate information through a connection to subsequent neurons, eventually conversion to a output. Using an algorithm called backpropagation, these networks can be trained from data to classify images, process text and speech, play games, navigate complex environments, and accomplish a host of other tasks.
However, the brain is incredibly complex. With approximately 86 billion neurons, this organ is the center of an intense communication. We can find an amazing diversity of neurotransmitters and actors like microglia or astrocytes. Moreover, brain works in a complex environment because it is directly linked to the body, which can influence the mechanisms of this organ. For example, the diet of the person can affect the neural activity.
As my friend Julian said, our brain consists of about 86 billion neurons and over 100 trillion synapses. The number of neurons in an artificial neural network is much less than this, usually in the ballpark of 100 to 10,000 tops. This inevitably puts the artificial neural networks at a disadvantage computationally, but what's interesting that increasing the number of neurons in an artificial neural network does not always yield better results.
In addition, there is a huge issue about that. Consciousness may not be replicated. The emotion and the subjectivity of the brain is owned to living things, and recreate that might be impossible with a simple device. That is a reason that could explain why AI may not be in capacity to replicate brain.
So, as a conclusion, why artificial neural networks are far from being able to replicate the full function of the brain, they do have value in their own right. They can help people solve complex problems in real life, such as optimizing logistics for transportation networks and processing raw photos and videos. Thank you for your listening.